Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Mike Calamity Show, episode 624, An Inheritance. In his seminal, and I think debut book, author Byron Tully, the book's called The Old Money Book, he gives a scenario just to demonstrate the difference between the way old money statistically works with an inheritance versus somebody who doesn't come from old money. And he uses it by saying it's basically the same person. They don't have much savings. They're working a job. They're able to put a little bit away, but they're mostly living paycheck to paycheck. They both find out that a wealthy relative has passed away and has left them some money. So one person decides that it's a financial windfall. So he tells friends about it. He buys a nice house. He buys a nice car. He buys his mother a house. He spends bunch of money. He goes out with his friends all the time. Women are suddenly very, very interested in him and think he's incredibly intelligent and attractive, of course. And his friends are out with him all the time. He always ends up picking the tab. He loans people money. He knows they're good for it. You know, he's very generous with this money. And then a while later, he realizes he's running out of money. The sports car he bought needs repair. It costs a lot of money. And suddenly the taxes are due, and what once was a dream has now become a nightmare. Also, a lot of his friends and family won't talk to him anymore because they owe him money, and it's awkward. Let's contrast that with the person in the book that he refers to as old money, who has been taught how to handle it. And the first thing they do is they take their friends out and they buy him a drink. They don't tell him why. They don't tell him about the money. They just say it was a, you know, maybe a promotion at work or something like that. And then they go to a CPA and they figure out their tax situation. And they maybe, they wait a while and then maybe they decide to pull the trigger and get out of debt. Maybe they decide to make a career change. Maybe they decide to invest in a certain way. And they're dealing with people the whole time who know how to allow them to amplify what they've already gotten. Now, just to cut this all short, the difference is that one person saw this as a windfall. The other person saw this as an opportunity. And we're talking about money here, and I think that's a very apt and great story. But I also think that we can tie this as creative people to the time we have. Now, we all don't have different, we all don't have same amounts of time. You know, we could all say, well, we all have 24 hours in a day, but you know, for those of you out here who are parents and have younger kids and maybe have jobs, it's different. We don't all have the same amount of time. I think what we really have to look at, though, is what we do have. What can we create? And if we start thinking of that as our currency, kind of like the money that these two characters received, we have to start thinking about, are we looking at it as a windfall or an opportunity? When I see time as a windfall, I tend to want to zone out. I tend to want to sit and relax, which is important, by the way. But when I look at it as an opportunity, I might still relax, but I'm relaxing on purpose. I'm relaxing because there's something I want to use it for. I want to create something with that time that I've been given. So this is just an idea on a Sunday night to throw out there as we get ready to go into the week. The time we have on this planet, our life, this is either a windfall, I guess an obligation, depending on how you look at it, or an opportunity. And in my mind, the creative people that I appreciate, the ones that I look at as inspiration, the one I try to kind of emulate myself, well, they're the ones who see it as an opportunity. So maybe just consider that. If you want to find out more about me, you can, MikeLamadee.com, or on social media, I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. But the next episode of this will be tomorrow. So until then, I hope you live courageously. I hope you live creatively. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.